30 minutes or so, absolutely no agenda, and working on the second glass of whatever. That's when the evening gets interesting, when the stories and thoughts just come, like a work week too full that tips over, and the pent-up laughter pours out. These are the unguarded thoughts and opinions, the anecdotes and antics, the conversations that just plain happen on a Thursday night, when you're two beers in. Now, here are the hosts of Two Beers In, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
See, Chad's off mic. I'm glad someone loves me on purpose. Yes, because I'm so adorable.
Are you recording already?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Chad. I'm talking real loud into Mike. I don't know why.
Yeah, there we are. Because you're on Two Beers In here in Austin, Texas at the Aristocrat Lounge.
The Aristocrat Lounge.
On Burnett Road.
I don't work here anymore.
No, you don't.
Did you used to work here?
So you're on camera right now, and I did that.
That's awesome. And I will not rob this place.
A bunch
place.
Of other things.
I will not rob this place nope. either. That's a good...
The camera is actually in the eyes of
no,
that deer.
Yes.
I'm
really getting my bald
stuff. I'm your host, Brett Weaver. One of the hosts, Brett Weaver. And one of the hosts. And
to, I am the other Brett Weaver.
Yes. And to my immediate right is my friend...
And co-host.
Yes.
At least I thought so until
that,
a few minutes ago.
I just said we keep doing
I
that.
Know, okay. I'm Monica Ballard. It is great to be back here at the Aristocrat.
Yes. Woo! It is an actual bar. It is an actual bar in Texas. It's an actual bar in Austin. And as I look around, I can't help but see that there are no fucking cowboy hats here. Except one. You have a cowboy hat, Mary.
I do.
Yes. This is Mary Jackson. She is awesome.
Hey, y'all. Yeah. Thank yeah. you.
She works at the, like, if you want to talk Texas history, if you want to talk sites and stuff around Austin, you go to the Capitol. Mary is there to
yes.
help you.
Come to the Texas Travel Information Center located in the Capitol Visitor Center's conveniently located on the southeast corner of the state capitol grounds. We are there to serve you. Thank you for this free pitch.
To those five people.
I have always yes. said that if Texas ever appointed an ambassador,
aww.
That Mary would wear the sash. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No
right.
question.
Yeah.
She
That's
deserves
right.
the crown, the sash, the whole bit. Oh. She can make the biggest hellhole of Texas.
Oh, you go
the
on.
The biggest pond water destination.
She could make,
like a garden
you could
spot.
Make Hitchcock look good.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go crazy.
Hitchcock, Texas, or Alfred Hitchcock?
No,
Hitchcock Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I wasn't
because Alfred
sure.
Hitchcock was ugly as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. And our friend Robert is off mic. Yeah, there he is. He wasn't expecting to be on the show tonight.
I'm not.
He's not. But the reason why we decided to start season three after having a brief respite
yeah.
Is because we're going to break the rules tonight.
Yeah.
We're breaking
yeah,
the rules because Two Beers In is a podcast about no politics, no pop culture, and then we just talk about positive things. Stay positive,
yep.
right? Well, fuck that because a TV show...
An
has
awesome
started
TV show.
A TV show.
You'll want to watch this show.
On Fox has started. Mary was really the first one to point it out. I kind of knew about it, but she pointed it out to us on the internet. And
that makes my heart happy.
Yeah, and the continuity errors.
Yeah, a few.
So the show is called 911
Lone Star.
With you know, Texas actor Rob Lowe.
Yeah, he's coming around.
Mm-hmm. And
he's cute. Texas actress Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler.
She's coming around.
And that's not fair because I did the Leftovers, like the last second season Leftovers.
Sure.
And she was around a lot.
Oh, she was?
She was.
Okay.
You don't see me, but I actually crossed in front of her during one scene. I'm sure it got cut because I was fucking staring at her ass the whole time.
There you go. Yay.
Good girl.
Briefly,
incidentally, it's nicer than her dad.
Who here wants to summarize Lone Star, 911 Lone Star? Does anybody got a good?
I have the internet.
No, we don't, because I've got it down, but I want to see if any of you have a way of describing it?
Well, we probably have different ideas, because, you know, you can all, like, see the same thing and see different things. I see something amazing. I see a love affair with Texas, and I know there's a lot of people who are like, that's not us.
I would like to say that it's a love affair with the idea of Texas.
And there's nothing wrong with the love affair with the idea of Texas.
I'm just saying
that's the way I see it. Because I sell the Texas mystique. And I tell you, I don't care how sophisticated you are, how much money you make,
right. You
get that job in Austin, the first thing you want from Mary Jackson is, where can I find those fine Texas boots? I want a hat. I want pearl snaps. They drink Lone Star, which we all know is the national beer of drunken prom queens. There is no reason that Lone Star is in the nicest restaurants on 2nd Street, but there it is.
Ironically.
And why is it? Because, ironically, or because, I'll just say it, Texas is more interesting than Austin. And they know that Austin sells, which is why they set that show in Austin. That show should be set in Amarillo for all kinds of reasons.
I was thinking Waco.
But Waco's a little too sophisticated. Anyway, sorry, all my friends in Amarillo, I love you. But, you know, prairie fires, grain elevators, tornadoes, that says boot scooting. And let me tell you that this... You can't see my boot scooting. It may not happen in your zip code in Austin, Texas, in your condo downtown, but it happens in Texas, and people know it. So what these genius producers have done is they've taken all the best of the Texas mystique, and they've squeezed it into the capital city where they know it will sell. But I don't know what continuity errors are, so I don't see it like y'all see it. But anyway, I love it. I'm waiting for Monday. The first time I saw it, I was like, daggum, all these people are going to be coming to Austin saying, where do I go to that bar to boot scoot? And Billy
Amarillo.
Bob's. You know, sure. We line dance at Billy Bob's. Billy Bob's is touristy and authentic. It's authentically touristy Texas.
Sure.
I love that.
Yes.
But, you know, I'll quit yakking. That's my $4.
I love everything that you've said so far. Let me give a counterpoint.
We feel a little lied to.
You feel That's lied all. To.
I just want to roll it back to the nicest restaurants on 2nd Street. Because 20 years ago, 2nd Street was where you went to find a body in a warehouse.
That's what Moody
And now there's do. The W and the Willie Nelson Auditorium or whatever.
Statue.
Moody yeah. Theater, sir.
Sure.
Fuck, just, it's New Austin with a capital N here.
Okay.
I'm getting out of this.
So now let me describe the show. Let me give my point of view of the show. So Rob Lowe is in New York City. He's, just to make sure to bump up his cred a little bit, he's a firefighter. He's a firefighter that survived 9/11. 20 years later, he's got cancer. He finds out he's got cancer, and Texas comes to him and decides he needs to come and rebuild a firehouse which had blown up and killed everybody except one guy.
And that's stupid because we are well capable of building our own firehouses, but I let that slide.
It's best, basically West. It's the West, yeah. Texas.
Fertilizer blows up.
Yep, it does.
And the reason it burned down was because some Texan hick put a burrito wrapped in aluminum foil in a microwave.
In a microwave.
We would never treat our burritos that way. That is true. We do not treat our burritos that way.
And and of course, he did do the joke, I'm so fired. And then, of course, the place blows up.
Yes.
So I'll give it.
Oh, I didn't catch that. That was cute.
So they bring him because, obviously, a New Yorker firefighter is going to be the only one that's going to be able to create a diverse fire department. So here, though, I will joke that it's funny because they bring a white guy to build a diverse fire department. And he does say, so if you want diversity, shouldn't you get someone who's more diverse? That's a good joke. So and then he goes about checking off all the boxes to make sure that he has a diverse
the
crew.
Most diverse fire station
ever.
Would appear more diverse in Amarillo.
That's right. That's right. So we've got, what's the rundown? We have the Muslim lady.
Yeah, we have the Muslim woman.
Yes.
We have the trans black firefighter from Chicago.
From Chicago. You've got the guy suffering from PTSD.
Yes, who was originally at the fire station when it got destroyed,
right.
And he survived.
Sure. You've got the son of the firefighter, of Rob Lowe. Who is a drug addict, gay guy.
And gay. Yeah.
That is recovering, from being a drug addict, not recovering from being gay. And then other people.
Oh, you got the Bubba married to the black woman.
Yes, and the Bubba married to the black woman. That's right,
The over-conscientious Hispanic guy who cleans everything and sees to tremendous details.
Probably has OCD.
Yes.
Probably has OCD.
So, yeah, we've checked all the boxes.
But they use that as a superpower.
Exactly.
So, now the show starts. And this ragtag group goes across. Come on. Rob Lowe, sexy Rob Lowe, drives from New York City to Austin, Texas, via West Texas in the desert. We don't know how that happened.
I can tell you that. It's the same reason why the movie Paris, Texas. Do y'all know where Paris, Texas is?
Yes.
It's got a lot of trees, because that's what we call East Texas.
Yeah, East Texas.
And they set it in West Texas because Hollywood loves
West
the
Texas.
Desert
and
tumbleweeds.
Let's
and
get
sometimes
to Marfa.
They put that sequoia cactus in that we've never seen in our lives because we don't go to Arizona.
Sure.
But, it's part of that mystique. I'm going to Texas. I'm going to drive through Marfa.
Sure.
Because you know they love Marfa.
Yes, they do.
There's no reason to love Marfa. Okay.
I haven't watched the show yet, but let me see if I can recap. We have basically stereotypes stolen from Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
Transparent.
Yes.
Chicago Hope.
Okay.
And it sounds
NCIS,
like
NCIS, a little NCIS, bit of NCIS in there.
And maybe a little bit of Last Picture Show.
Yes.
From 50 years ago.
Sure.
And they didn't get Steve Buscemi, who is an actual firefighter who actually survived 9/11 and actually did something fucking useful in New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Chad's been drinking.
Yeah. No, he's just
awesome.
He's passionate about Donnie. He's passionate about Donnie. He's in his element right now.
I left out Office Space with the microwave burrito.
That's right.
Not Office Space. Startup. What is the startup TV show? Same. I'm drunk.
Okay.
Silicon Valley.
Oh, Silicon Valley. There you go. So all of this happens, and there's a mixture of different things that happen. It's more vignettes than I would say. There's an overwhelming theme in each episode, but it's vignettes that happen. So you have your funny parts, you have your, and we love it. I wanted to hate it because I'm going, wait a minute, they're leaving the fire station, and they're going down South Congress, and then the immediate next shot, they're heading towards the Capitol. It's like, all right. And, there's a lot of those that then I go, okay, I want this to go further. I want them to say, hey, we're going to Zilker Park. And, they go by the Del Diamond on their way. I want,
you would be the only one that caught that.
I want them to say, we're going to go get some Round Rock donuts. And, you know, they drive by Hamilton Pool. Right. They're driving by Hamilton Pool. They're going to go to Lampasas, and they're driving through Manor.
Yeah.
I want all of that. I want more. I want more of that. I love the moments of Rob Lowe with his shirt off.
And his hair protocol.
And his hair protocol. Describing his skin regimen.
Yes. His hair regimen.
His hair and skin regimen that he then encourages the trans man how to do, because
awkward.
Yeah, we're gonna flip that one. We're gonna flip that stereotype. And I really did want to just my only complaint is episode 2. In the description,
the little blurb that they
it
give
says
you?
That there's a mercury poisoning, and at the wave pool.
There's a mercury poisoning, and there's some sort of panic at the wave pool.
At the wave pool,
we sat for.
You would
we
think.
Don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know
because
if it was Typhoon Lagoon,
no,
or Schlitterbahn,
no,
or any. We don't know because. It wasn't there.
We
sat through 48 minutes.
We were watching it.
Why were y'all waiting for a panic at the wave pool?
Because it said there was going to be one.
In episode 2,
we're like, okay, let's see where this is going.
Aptly titled, I might add, Yeehaw.
Yes.
The last mercury poisoning in Austin was alcohol poisoning at the Mercury Lounge, which has been closed for a while.
There we go.
Do you know why episode 2 is awesome?
Because
Curanderas.
Curanderas.
Curanderas. Curanderas is magical Mexican
yes.
witch doctor, psychic women that
yes, which is
heal
so common
you.
In a
yeah.
metropolitan state capital.
You've never been to the Green and White Grocery. Have you been to the Green and White Grocery?
I've been to Cantu's.
Right.
Have you been
on
to Cantu's?
The other side of I. Well, why? Because Green and White Grocery is like 7 blocks from where I was.
Freaking Interstate, Mary. Just go down First Street.
I can walk
right there
right.
by Bolden Creek.
This is Don Rupp all over again.
But 7th Street on the other side of I-35, Green and White Grocery is still there, and we don't know why the chickens are. We don't know what they do with the chickens.
So, but that place isn't even open now, is it?
Oh, I guess. I don't know. I was there not all that long ago. Is it closed?
No, I mean, every time I've gone by, it seems like it's closed.
Well, where am I going to get my candles?
Well, it's close to you.
H-E-B and Fiesta.
I don't need a Lotteria candle.
Okay, first, for you old school Austinites out there listening, the Red Rose took over the expose, so we've got that back now. But the more you talk about this show, the more it sounds like they pitched it to Rob Lowe as Parks and Rec, but in Austin.
But it's not a comedy.
And
I'm
then couldn't
you.
Afford the laugh track.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not
funny.
It's completely a drama.
No,
they
it's
mean
not a
for it to be fun.
Right. Well, this is yeah. why now it's changed me. I was, well, I keep saying, I was ready to shit all over that show. And
Brett
in the end, I'm like,
transformed.
I go, I think
Gosh,
I kind
I
of like
so
this
excited.
Show.
I am too. The first episode, I was annoyed. The second, I'm like, this isn't so bad. The third episode is like, I eat my steak like that.
See?
I eat my steak like that, and I feel seen.
Do you pee all over the wall like
no,
it
No, I do not have a
okay.
distended bladder. I okay. felt really bad for her.
Wait. How do you eat a steak? What are you vindicated for?
Let me tell you. Okay, because I've got two little lion cub babies, and I would grill steak, and we all eat it blah, 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 blah.
But not a 96-ounce one.
Would get, you know, that's really interesting because in Amarillo, where this should be seen, you
exactly.
have the Texan Steak
yes.
Ranch,
yeah.
Where you will eat a 72-ounce steak
but
and get everything free. So yeah. I was like, why'd they say 96?
Because,
was it 96?
It's, yeah, it was 96.
Like, oh, that's really yeah. taking it.
That's
like a roast.
Yeah.
But
that's
anyway.
7 pounds.
Yeah, we are primal when it comes to our meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, the large guy in the meat-eating contest, the little girl lady eats the 96 ounces, and the large boy can't get through it.
And, you know, that is when I took a tour of the Texan Steak Ranch, because they are lovely people who will give you a tour.
Yes.
And they said, when a little Asian person comes in that weighs 90 pounds, they know they've just lost a steak.
They've lost a steak, yeah.
Because those are the ones that just will ask you for another one.
Yeah.
It's never the Bubbas. No. Never the ones you would expect.
No.
You know, Bubbas are known to pregame.
They
sink themselves. They don't actually sink
right.
themselves.
Or they'll like eat. They'll eat the potato. Filling. Or they'll eat the potato along with it.
Yeah, the sides of
like,
yeah,
bro.
You have to eat it all. You have to eat the potato and the salad and the roll. Otherwise, it doesn't count. It's not just the meat. It's the big Texan. You got to eat
well,
everything.
Well, in the show.
Yeah, they deviated.
Yes.
Because it's 96 pounds. It's like already a baby calf.
Yes.
The potatoes aren't interesting.
No.
They aren't as interesting as the meat.
And I'd like to say, since we're still on pop culture, since we fucked the rules, here was the order in which I watched 9/11 Lone Star. I watched Picard first. And then it was like, hey, let's watch this. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't do that because this was such a good show. And it was... It ended up working out. Just it was a palate cleanse. Lone Star 9/11 was a palate. It Picard was a little bit of a pregame, but enjoyable, good TV. And of course, when we get done here, I'm gonna go home and see episode 2 of Picard.
Well, and apparently 9/11 Lone Star, like one of the co-creators is Tim Minear, who's done a lot of sci-fi stuff, X-Files, Firefly. A lot of good writing.
Of 9/11 Lone Star?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like one of the three. I don't know the other two guys that well that apparently are like.
So he is writing science fiction. He's still doing it. That's great.
It's just called 9/11 Lone Star.
Yes.
It was originally set on a colony ship headed for Alpha Centauri. Rob Lowe's like, how about Austin?
And they're like, oh.
Hey, brilliant.
You know, I want to go to South by Southwest. Let's do that.
Yeah, the wacky cast of alien characters, they just switch to normal humans.
But diverse.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, let me just tell you that when the PTSD guy came in to have a little conversation with Rob Lowe.
Sexy Rob Lowe.
And sure, we were busy gawking at the streamlined firehouse that Rob Lowe built.
Yes.
That we were kind of like, where the hell is this place in Austin? Okay, North Lamar. I can tell you it pretty much isn't. But there was that moment that I'm sure was an unintentional laugh for me. When the guy is walking out and says, I just don't think it's going to work out. I just don't. And he's on his way out. And Rob Lowe, stoically, not even looking at him, just off to the side, says, I have cancer.
Yes. That's right.
And
that's right.
All four of us in the room
laughed.
Burst out laughing.
We burst out laughing.
Why did you laugh at a man having cancer?
It was the delivery.
To me, that was significant. Someone says to me, and by the way, I have cancer. I'm like, it's a total deal breaker.
I mean, this is Austin.
Backtrack like a crawfish.
What kind of cancer? I'm just curious.
In his lung.
Lung?
Firemen what? Do that
because he got it from
9/11.
From 9/11, yes.
That's so, less funny than ball cancer because,
right. Yes.
Because well, Lance.
And he's coming from New York that has Sloan Kettering, one of the best cancer places.
Right.
And comes to Austin instead of going to Houston where MD Anderson is.
Sure.
Has some of the best cancer treatments.
But he's learning.
Or Phoenix, where the climate is a little bit, more.
He's at least learning, easy on the
but
lungs.
But he's not trying to defeat.
That guy's easy on the lungs.
He's not trying
you know
to
I mean.
Defeat cancer. He's just trying to live with cancer. It's the new.
Sure.
It's the new. No, I mean, is one I'm not actually making fun of.
So
it's the new idea of
this
instead of.
This is a chronic condition.
Yes.
It's being treated by immunotherapy or whatever.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's food and Dara Saidz.
Yep.
But here's the
okay.
But here's the deal. If he goes through with the treatment, he can't use his hair protocol anymore.
Yes. So that's the big.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he's like,
Rob.
I'll just have to give away all my hair products.
He'll lose his hair.
New Yorkers are like that.
Well, he's from California originally. At Santa Barbara to New York City because that's what you do.
I need you to reiterate that. The fire captain who has lung cancer would have to give up his hair products to get treated.
Yes.
I'm leaving. Bye.
Are you really?
Wow. He's on his way to go home and set his DVR. For a loan, for 911 Lone Star.
911 Lone Star.
You know, his sign is a Leo. He's into
his main. I will rewatch 911 Reno about 1,000 times before I watch a single fucking episode of Austin 911.
We have done a disservice of not selling this to you well enough.
I'm just going to say there's no line dancing at the country bars in Austin. I know that because the last time I was dancing at the White Horse.
Oh, here we go.
I got kicked in the shins really hard by a girl. She gave me the honky tonk bruise.
Well, it was in the women's bathroom.
You stepped on a punchline. I'll do it again. She gave me the honky tonk bruise.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, line dancing isn't allowed at the Broken Spoke. Did you know that? They ask you to stop. If you line dance at the Broken Spoke, yes. There's no line dancing at the Broken Spoke. We all know that. It interrupts all the time. It interrupts the two-steppers. Two-stepping
Yeah, two-stepping's more important than line dancing.
But we do tell people, because we have line dancing aficionados that come to Austin, the best line dancing are the line dance lessons you get at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Shout out to Billy Bob's Fort Worth for your line dancing lessons.
There you go.
I didn't mean that as a challenge. I would like to dance with you the next time that I see you at this Broken Spoke.
There we go.
If that would be okay.
Yes, sir.
Good turnaround.
I used to go every Tuesday night to see Jesse Dayton, like often enough that the last time he was in town, he hugged me like out of nowhere. And this is...
If the Broken Spoke knew how many visitors I send to the Broken Spoke, they would probably buy me an ice cream.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Do they have ice cream there?
No, they would have to go to Dairy Queen.
I'll put it on the list. I'm a terrible dancer, but I would love...
Get you a dilly bar.
I would love to step on your feet sometime.
I would love that. Thank you, Chad.
Yay. Chad turns it around.
Thanks for coming, Chad. You're not really leaving. He's saying, see, it's just like the wave pool.
Yeah. There was.
He puts it out there.
Where's the fucking wave?
Something's wrong with y'all waiting for that wave pool.
This is the title of this episode.
The breaking of, you know.
Where's the fucking wave pool?
This is Chekhov's. Gun.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
All over.
If you're promised a wave pool,
it better go off in the third act.
No, it better show up in the third. I really thought it was going to show up.
The mercury poisoning did not disappoint.
No.
Right.
Yeah,
that was oddly satisfying.
That was freaky.
Yes.
That was like the guy.
That was
that
totally
these rich
freaky.
Snots. He has sat in traffic with all their freaking sandwiches. He's probably handed them their sandwiches every day for years.
Yes.
They don't even know his name.
And they don't
tip. Yep.
He had it.
And the people I was in the room with, Brett included, said, why would he do that? I said, didn't you notice the bill? They didn't tip.
Service industry.
And then, boom, he says, they never tipped. And I was like, I can write
Everybody
TV.
Be good to the people who handle your food. That's all.
Yeah. I can tell stories. I used to work in restaurants. I can tell you some pretty bad stories.
Tell us of the restaurant wars, Daddy.
I will tell you, in the 80s, there was a lot of cocaine in the Houston restaurants. I did not partake in any of them, surprisingly. But
fast food was actually fast.
Yes, it was. And they had a plan, and they wanted to do a deal. So, I don't want to tell those stories.
Mary, what's been happening on the buses lately?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Y'all need to do a podcast on the number 803 bus.
Yeah.
That would be like a rolling road show.
Yeah. And that's what it would be called.
Yeah. Homeless people, conspiracy theories, students, flashers. Average day. But it's fun. I mean, I like the bus. I appreciate the bus. I appreciate... a very quick commute from my house to downtown where I work.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I used to take that bus. I had a few moments, you know. I think the weirdest one was this little kid that was just misbehaving. And people were telling him to stop misbehaving, and he was on his own, and he wouldn't stop. And so I got up, and I went and sat next to him. And he was like, what? I go, nothing. You're just going to stop now, and we're just going to finish this ride together. And he's like, you're not my dad. I go, I am definitely not your dad. But you're not going to misbehave. You can sit. You can say whatever you want, but you're going to sit right here until you get off the bus. And everybody else was going, what's going on? I go, nothing. He's going to sit here, and he's not going to do what he was doing. He was, like, kicking people and doing that kind of stuff. And I go, you're not going to do that, are you? And he's like, you can't tell me. And I go, what would your grandma say if she saw you acting like this? And that got him. He was like, you don't talk about my grandma. I go, I'm not talking about your grandma. What I'm asking you is, what do you think she would do if she saw you behaving the way you are? He's like, well, I go, okay. So stop, sit here, and we'll get the rest of this trip done. And then when he got up, I'm like, you have a good day. He's like, okay. And everybody gave me a little.
It takes a village, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes.
A village of bus people to raise a bus child.
So last week I was at John Maverick's birthday party at Austin Toy Museum.
Nice.
I've never been in there. Tell me about the Austin Toy Museum.
Bunch of toys.
Like vintage toys,
yeah.
Rare toys.
Yeah, like, yeah. And if you're in
what's the oldest toy? Like an antique toy.
You know, I was there to drink and have cake.
Okay.
Yeah. Not to
that
look
makes
at
sense.
Toys. Okay. So
it was just by accident of geography that the party was in this toy museum.
Yes.
So it really wasn't until I was on my way out that I looked around and said, I should come back. But I was afraid I would miss my train.
Oh, gotcha.
So I had to book. But Janine, ghost tour boss, she was there.
Hi, Janine.
And she was getting ready to leave, and she said, I hope I don't run into that homeless guy.
I have a funny Janine.
And I said,
she knows I have a house. I live literally three houses from her.
So, we said, well, you know, are you afraid he might attack you or something? She said, no, he hit me up for cigarettes on my walk here, and I can't buy him another pack of cigarettes. And I said, you're buying homeless people cigarettes? I said, if I give homeless people money, it is on the condition that they will not buy cigarettes. If I give them something, I always say, don't spend those on cigarettes. Which sort of gives them permission to buy crack or something.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Technically correct.
We were talking about the homeless people that encounter the ghost tours that we do downtown and how we deal with it. And I said, it's simple. You always act crazier.
Ooh, yeah.
You always act crazier than the homeless people. So if they start
sometimes I do fake sign language, and they get scared of that.
So if they approach you, you just simply say, no, I won't kill him. No, I won't kill him. I won't listen to the voices. I won't. And Janine was just cracking up. I said, so just try that. Yeah. So if he comes towards you or something like that, just say, no voices. I won't.
No.
I won't kill him.
I'd be scared to do that. I'm scared to out-crazy the crazy. But this is how awesome Janine Plummer is. And she may not even remember, but a long time ago, I was getting a pedicure. And this Asian woman who was doing my nails it's a long story. She saw a picture of my child who's also Asian, and she had a Catholic baptism. And she's like, oh, you Catholic, you help me. My house haunted. And I'm like, I don't know why this lady thinks that anyone who's Catholic can help her with a haunted house. But she's like, the woman look into my house. I think she Mexican. I bring rice and beans outside to leave for her.
Oh, no.
I call a priest. The priest come in And the nun come in. The priest too busy, but nun come in. And nun said, I must pray to Jesus. See, I'm Buddhist, but I pray to Jesus. I say, Jesus, I pray in your name. Get this ghost out of my house. And she said, can you help me? And I said, I can call Janine Plummer. And I called Janine Plummer, and I said, hi, Janine, I'm having a pedicure. And she goes, oh, that sounds fun. I'm like, the woman who's giving me a pedicure has a haunted, there's a ghost in her house. And can I give you the phone? And she said, okay. So Janine talked to this woman and had this whole theory about maybe like an undocumented worker that had been murdered and maybe buried in her backyard. It was really interesting to see, like, I felt kind of bad calling Janine because it's kind of like a pest control. Janine, can you get this house out of this woman's, like, living room? But, I mean, this story is going nowhere except Janine is awesome. And call her for all your ghost needs. Is that okay?
For $200,
yeah.
I will wear a black shirt and a white collar, and I will come to her house. And I will exercise the shit out of it.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. She doesn't probably check credentials.
I don't have to be Catholic to put on a black t-shirt. That's not hard to do.
Yeah.
This house is clean.
Nice.
I like that she thought that just Catholics, just no exorcism.
I know. Yeah. That was so funny because she's probably seen that movie.
I think maybe
Which
she
movie?
Was thinking of Catechism.
I thought you were going to say Titanic.
Cannibalism or
Canada-ism? No, catechism. Because
she saw that.
Catechism.
Because she saw that
catechism
movie.
Class. Not cannibalism class. Yeah. That's down the hall.
Catechism? I hardly know him.
Yeah, there you go. No, I was
catechism,
hoping,
she's your name.
I was hoping that you'd say, you know, because we saw that movie. What movie? Titanic. Wait, what? I would just like to point out, the only thing I have to share along with all of this is, why aren't there any cavemen ghosts?
I don't know that there's not cavemen ghosts. They're invisible. We wouldn't
they
know.
They don't communicate the same way.
Okay.
Well, and
so there are.
Judeo-Christian tradition is, I don't think they had souls.
The Neanderthals?
Know. Yeah.
At what point did mankind get imbued with a soul?
Yeah, it was around the time of the Italians coming up with
Catholicism.
That's when souls happened.
Aha! You get a soul!
You get a soul!
Before
you
then,
get a soul!
Like their religion was for, like, Neanderthals or anything.
So,
right?
So you have to be of that religion to be a ghost.
Yes.
I don't think I want to be part of that religion. I don't want to be a ghost.
Because when you're reincarnated, you don't need to be a ghost, right?
Okay, there you go.
Well, there's a waiting period.
Yeah, and it's it can be a long time.
That's what a haunting is. It's just that waiting period before you get reincarnated.
There you go.
Suddenly
it's like the DMV. Your number comes up and you go, hey! I'm out of here. Yeah.
The supernatural pause button.
Yeah,
drop the mic. I'm out. I think with that,
I think so.
We've reached the end.
This topic.
Yes.
Oh, this has been so much fun. Thank
Yay,
for
Mary!
Me.
For
this
coming,
so
Mary
thank
Jackson.
You, Robert.
For the go and see Mary at the Capitol Visitor
come
Center.
Come visit
yes.
me. I would love to desk. See you. Yes, come to the Capitol Visitor Center, conveniently located at 112 East 11th Street.
You did
the
that already.
So okay.
Someone
before,
might be tuning in late.
No,
so
they
before,
won't. They won't be doing that.
Before we leave, what is the actual garden spot of Texas? What is your favorite spot? You've got a 3-day weekend, Mary Jackson. Where are you going?
You know, I'll be honest with you. My weekend is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I am going to Fort Worth. I'm going to the Stockyards. I'm going to go watch the Longhorns limp down Main Street. I'm going to have a beer at Billy Bob's. I'm going to go to the Fort Worth Livestock Show, which I do believe is... I can't say things like this is the best county fair in Texas because I have to be true to all of my city friends.
But be diplomatic.
On You're this Polly. Given day, I sometimes it. I go to Big Ben, sometimes I go to Marfa, sometimes I go to Fort Worth, and sometimes I go to Galveston, sometimes I go to Waco. Shout out to Waco!
Which is where she'll be driving through.
I think, you know what? There is a trying to guard. We see beauty in Hitchcock, Texas. We see beauty. There is beauty there. There's authenticity there. There is.
Yeah, but authentic
we're
what?
Cumulative. We're just cumulative.
Authentic Davidians?
Authentic racist
in Hitchcock. Texas, we promote the Texas road trip because you do have seashore, you have
true
lakes,
that.
You have prairies, yes. You have forests. We cover so much geographical acreage in this
yep.
state. We're so freaking huge. And sometimes people from Alaska, you know, Alaska has, you know how you know people are going to say something because that's what Alaskans do.
Right.
We just thought we would pop in and see one of the smaller states.
Yep.
Yeah, they like to do that.
Yep.
It's a fun thing with them.
Yes.
But anyway, we're huge and diverse and fun, and we have a lot of mystique. And half the people watching 911 Lone Star know that it's a exaggerated version of Texas, but that's okay. And I'm telling you, there are places in rural Texas where that's not even exaggerated. It's kind of understated.
Sure.
So, you know, you just don't pop into those places.
I've been to Jasper. Yeah.
My dog is named Jasper. He's a black pit bull.
Yeah. And Rob Lowe, if you end up listening to this podcast, we mean it in the sense of Christian love.
Yes.
We mean it in the spirit of Christian love. We truly do.
You know, he's a hot man. I'm all right.
Stop by the Aristocrat Lounge sometime for
yes.
a beer.
Yes.
And
put it on Ballard's tab.
And let's talk
and
about
it'll be
your cancer.
Free.
Yeah, we want to talk about, well, it's not real. He doesn't actually have cancer.
What?
No.
He has cancer.
He's an actor.
Oh yeah, Rob Lowe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was
my
so
My dog looks
taken
just
in.
Like that, and his name is Jasper.
There we go.
Oh, my
so,
God. We have the same dog.
Okay,
when
so.
Is he like my house sometimes and your house
Mary,
sometimes?
we're going to wrap up.
Okay.
Okay. So.
I showed a picture of a dog, and
it is my dog. How does he have my dog? Yeah.
Thank you for listening to
Thank
Two
you.
Beers In. And until next time, and even this time, I'm one of your hosts, Brett Weaver.
I am your other host, Monica Ballard. And our special guest for this evening's episode, Mary Jackson.
I'm looking for
from
my
the Capital Visitor Center. And Robert Barry.
Yes.
Thank you. Almost missed you. Almost.
She's like,
almost mixed you up with Tyke.
Right under the wire.
Almost mixed you up with Tyke. And of course, Chad Warren here as well.
She give me the honky tonk bruise.
Yes.
See, it's
right.
a song by the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
They made a song.
It's funny.
Y'all should see this at the Broken Spoon.
All right. See y'all next time.
Thanks.